This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Two facts drew attention when the United Nations surveyed casualties in Afghanistan. The first was that the number of civilian casualties in the war has grown. The second is that Western forces, the NATO alliance, are responsible for fewer of them. We're going to work through the numbers and what they mean with NPR's Kabul Bureau Chief, Quil Lawrence. And Quil, let's start with the raw numbers here. How many people were killed over what period of time, according to the UN?
Well, the UN was only measuring up through October of this year for 2010, but it was still a huge jump from last year. There were 2,400 civilians killed plus several thousand wounded in the crossfire. And now it's an 18% drop, according to coalition figures. It's an 18% drop in the numbers caused by the U.S.-led coalition. But overall, it's a huge jump from last year. They say the UN blames the Taliban and other insurgent groups for about three-quarters, 76% of the civilian casualties caused in this conflict, they say, are caused by insurgents. Only 12% by the U.S.-led coalition and others by Afghan forces.
I want to understand what kinds of civilian casualties there are, and with so many, I'm sure it's hard to generalize, but are we talking more about accidental deaths of people killed by bombs or caught in the crossfires, you say, or are we talking about civilians deliberately targeted in some cases?
Like you say, it's a complicated calculus. Most of the civilian deaths caused by U.S.-led coalition are from airstrikes, where they perhaps get the wrong targeting information, or they're targeting a house where they've been receiving fire, and it turns out there were civilians inside that house. Many of the ones blamed on the Taliban are cases where, for example, a car bomb is targeting a police checkpoint, an Afghan police checkpoint, or a U.S. convoy, and civilians are nearby. Some of the recent examples we've seen are where an entire bus will be nearby a car bomb that goes off and it kills many passengers on that bus. Or with some of the Taliban's weaponry is indiscriminate. It works with a pressure plate, a big roadside bomb just lying there in the road, and whoever rolls over it will get caught in this massive explosion, whether it be a U.S. convoy or whether it's, as we saw recently, a minivan filled with a dozen members of one family who were all killed by this massive bomb.
Are there some instances of innocent civilians being deliberately targeted?
It's hard to say. I don't think anybody is targeting civilians deliberately. The Taliban and the coalition, of course, are trying to win hearts and minds here.
I noticed that the Taliban have been denouncing this report.
The Taliban directly addressed the UN report. They claimed that it was propaganda. They said that the American-led coalition here has killed tens of thousands of civilians since it arrived, which I think is an exaggeration by most people's count. They charged that it's been genocide here. On the other hand, it's true that the UN doesn't have the greatest credibility in Afghanistan. Last year's presidential election that was wholeheartedly endorsed by the UN turned out to be riddled with fraud. So they're an easy target for the Taliban to criticize. But I should say that some Afghan reports have also said the same thing. Three-quarters of the civilian casualties are usually seen to be caused by insurgents.
Afghan reports have said the same thing. But how does this UN report and the Afghan reporting that you describe affect the politics in Afghanistan, if at all?
It's a sticking point. The Afghan government, while it does have ministerial-level people who sign off on most of these operations, takes almost every opportunity it can to criticize the U.S. and NATO for civilian casualties. President Karzai's office did it again just this week. And that might add to the public perception that its coalition force is doing most of the killing of civilians here. Afghans I've spoken with also, they kind of expect more from the U.S. anyhow. I don't think they have any illusions about the Taliban, who during the civil war in the 90s killed many, many civilians. From the U.S., with all of the American advanced technology, they expect the U.S. to be able to tell the difference between civilians and combatants.
NPR's Kabul Bureau Chief Quil Lawrence. Quil, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.